So everybody seems to be talking about storytelling these days. In fact, there's a whole national conference about the art coming to town in a few weeks. That's music to our ears here at Central Standard, where we're always looking for a good, true tale about life in Kansas City. KCUR 89.3 sponsored a series of storytelling events this winter at Pilgrim Chapel over in Hyde Park. It was called The Flame KC. The first theme was letting go. We're going to air some of those stories over the next couple weeks, starting with the one that kicked it off, one about parenting and time, told by the Pilgrim Chapel's director, Andrew Johnson.
All right, so... Is this on? Am I good? All right. A few weeks ago, not too long ago, I was with my two sons, Annan, who's 6, and Ori, who's 3, hanging out in our living room, and I was teaching them one of those songs that I remember from my childhood. You might know it. It's the one that goes, "Hi, my name is Joe. I got a wife and 2 kids, and he works in a lever factory, and one day his boss comes to him and says, 'Hey, Joe, are you busy?' He says, 'No.' And so I'm standing in my living room teaching my kids this song, and we start pulling levers with our left hands and right hands, and we're doing all the motions that everyone knows that goes with the song. And I suddenly realize this Joe guy who works in the lever factory is onto something, because this is exactly what it is like to be a parent to young children. You have all of these levers that have to be pulled at once, and you realize you do not have the time or energy or enough limbs to constantly be moving to keep up with the demands of the levers. Not only of the children itself, but also of taking care of a household and the work that's in front of you and all the different demands of just being a parent to young children. It can be exhausting. And it isn't always this way. It starts out, I think, pretty easily, actually. When our first son was born, Annan, when he was a baby, it was very simple to pull pretty much one lever at a time. There's the lever labeled give baby bottle. And then you would let go of that lever. And later on, you pull the lever labeled change baby's diaper. And then later on that evening, you pull the lever labeled rock baby gently to sleep. And so it's pretty simple. And even when it starts getting more complex, I realized that even the complexity can be cute at first. So for instance, the instance of having to both pull the lever labeled rock baby gently to sleep while also pulling the lever labeled and change baby's diaper gets very challenging. It wants to pull all those levers. And it just gets more complicated from there, having to pull all these levers with the children in front of you, doing all the demands that come with being a parent. And so for another example, as it gets more complicated, just this last year, our 6-year-old Annan and our 3-year-old Ori, I was home with them one day. And they were out playing in the backyard, and I realized I needed to mow the front yard. And so in order to pull that lever labeled mow front yard, I had to momentarily release the lever labeled monitor child activity in the backyard. We have a very small yard. It only took me 5 minutes to mow it. But within that 5 minutes, by the time I released the lever labeled mow the front yard and went to pull the lever labeled monitor child activity in the backyard again, by the time I got back there, they had stripped down completely naked and they had covered each other in permanent purple marker from head to toe in under 5 minutes. I think in terms of control a lot as a parent, and I think it's tempting to think of all these levers as a control issue. I should be able to, as the adult, as the parent, to control all these levers. I should be able to have the resolve to take care of all these things at once. But I've started to think and to realize that it's not so much about control as it is about my approach to time, both in my work and taking care of a house and in a relationship with my spouse and in being a parent to a child. And I was reminded of this most recently, just this last fall, one morning when I went to walk to work. And typically when I walk to work, it's an 8-minute walk. I walk there quickly, and a lot of times before I even arrive at work, I'm already on my phone as I walk, checking email or thinking through my to-do list for the day or on the phone. I'm already working before I even arrive at work. That's just the society that I think I am in now, that I'm able to do all these things at once, and all those levers just seem to be able to work all at once. But on this particular day, my 6-year-old Annan woke up and said he wanted to come along with me, which works well. I'm able to have a job where he can come along with me. But on this particular day, I was in a hurry and needed to get there and said, "Yes, you can come along, but we need to go." And about two blocks into our walk, I realize he has fallen behind. And I turn around and very quickly start to form the words hurry up in my mouth. And I'm ready to say, we got to go. You know, we're running late. All those things that very quickly come to my mind when I'm thinking about all the levers I have to pull that day. But when I turned around, I realized what he was doing and I stopped because I realized he was looking down at the sidewalk, moving very slowly and just kicking one very large leaf from the sycamore trees that line all of our streets. And he just kicked the leaf, walked a few steps, kicked it again. And he looked up at me and said, hey, Dad, how far do you think I can kick this leaf? I took a deep breath and I said, I don't know. And it turns out he can kick that leaf a half mile. It took us half an hour from the front door to get to my work that day. And by the time we arrived at work, that leaf was completely pulverized down to nothing at all, just the skeleton of the leaf. He had kicked it for so long and so hard. But it was during that walk watching him do this that I realized just in an accidental moment of being able to step back and say, this is what this kid is into, and this is what he wants to do right now. I was able to stop myself from thinking about all those levers for a moment and just watch him be fully engaged in the one thing that is right in front of him. And I realized that in my being patient and watching him do that, I was giving him the gift of time to be completely consumed with one thing. But I also realized that I was giving myself that gift, and that here I was just a moment before thinking of all these levers I needed to pull. I was able to very briefly and once realize that not only could he be fully immersed in something, but so could I. And it's something that stuck with me because I still have to get to work. I still have to do all these things every day that are all these levers pulling. But I'm reminded of that on a regular basis because that's what I want to do more often. And what I want more than anything, especially as my children are growing up while they're still young, is to be able for them to come to me and say, anytime during the day, hey, Dad, are you busy? And I say no, and for me to mean it. Thank you.
That was Andrew Johnson at the Flame KC, a storytelling event earlier this year at Pilgrim Chapel in Hyde Park. You can find our program online. Recent shows are there, and this one will be later this afternoon at kcur.org/centralstandard. You can also find us on Twitter. We're at kcurcst. And I'm at PTS Brian. That's it for today. Tomorrow, the Olympic hopefuls whose journey doesn't lead to the world's biggest stage, plus a new portrait exhibition called Gender Treason. Join us for that. KCUR's Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. Our team includes Suzanne Hogan, Jen Chen, and Andrea Tudhope. Our intern is Anna Sterla. Gina Kaufman's on leave. I'm Brian Ellison. We'll see you tomorrow.